Shall we play a game?
Oh.
I think I missed him.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play global thermonuclear war.
Fine.
Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. If this is your first time streaming or downloading the program, Guelph Politicast is an interview show where I talk to politicians, activists, and people of note making a difference or just making life in the Royal City more interesting. For previous episodes of the Guelph Politicast, you can find them on the Guelph Politicast channel on Podbean or subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Today I turn the talking over to Mayor Cam Guthrie last Friday at the Delta Hotel and Conference Center. The mayor of Guelph delivered an update on what's going on in the city of Guelph and at city council before a gathered collection of Chamber of Commerce members. This is, of course, an annual event, but it's also an election year event as the mayor, who does plan on running for re-election, wants to put his best face forward. The state of the city is the topic of this week's Guelph Politicast. Now, as with last year, Mayor Guthrie's address is presented here as an episode of the Politicast, an article, or rather a live blog, can give you a flavor for an event, but it can't give you the cadence, the delivery, or the audience reaction. Now, the downside with this year's speech is that Guthrie used the conceit of a board game that the crowd could flow along with and play. Obviously, some of that loses something in the translation to audio only, but like all conceits, it's only a way to tie together the various interconnected pieces of information you can't exactly make smooth segues to one from the other. So on this week's Guelph Politicast, we play a game. Follow Mayor Guthrie and attendees by moving your piece around the board from high-speed rail to Claire Maltby to the Innovation District to infrastructure spending to the Wilson Street Barcade to Electra Merger to Baker Street Development and so much more. No one passes go or goes directly to jail, but with the Guelph Police Headquarters getting renovated on time and on budget, maybe you want to be. So we catch up with Mayor Cam Guthrie, who spoke last Friday at the Delta Hotel and Conference Center on Stone Road here in Guelph.
Well, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great!
Security? Okay. Good to be here with all of you. I'm really excited to be here, and it's a great way to start the day with breaking some bread together, right? We have a great community that we can do that with. And so I look across the room right now, seeing a lot of people that I know. Some of you I don't know. And if you're one of them, please make sure you come up and say hi to me afterwards. I'd love to meet you and talk up Guelph. And so I really appreciate all of you being here today. It's already been mentioned, a thanks to Keithio and to the Chamber of Commerce team. And I want to extend that same thanks. So you put on fantastic events throughout the year. And you are a huge partner for where Guelph is going. And I just want to thank you, the Chamber, for everything that's going on in the business community. You do a fantastic job. Let's give them a round of applause. And as was mentioned already, but I want to mention it too, to Bell for just being one of the main sponsors here. And I thank you for, as you said, starting those conversations around mental health. And I didn't know the numbers until you just said it. So those are big numbers, and it's a big commitment on behalf of Bell. And to not just talk about it on January 31st, but to talk that through as a community when mental health situations are coming up is so dearly important. And you bring awareness to that, and I really do thank you. So again, for Bell, I really appreciate what you've done. I want to acknowledge I want to acknowledge some of the city councilors that are here today. Well, not just some of them, the ones that are in the room. That would be Andy Van Helman, Dan Gibson, I believe Kathy Downer, Mark McKinnon, and Leanne Piper are here today. Did I miss anyone? No, let's have them stand. Let's recognize my colleagues. City's executive team is also here, CAO Derek Thompson, Deputy CAO for Infrastructure Development and Enterprise Scott Stewart, our Deputy CAO for Public Services Colleen Clack, and the Deputy CAO for Corporate Services Trevor Lee. Please join me in thanking them for being a great team and doing everything that they're doing. Also in attendance today is Lloyd Longfield. Thank you so much for being here. I'd also like to recognize the Ontario Green Party leader, Mike Schreiner, is here as well. Our MPP, Liz Sandals, couldn't make it today, but I did want to publicly acknowledge her, especially at this time with her announcement, as we all know, that she's not seeking re-election. So thank you to Liz, even though you're not here, for your service to our community over I think, about 15 years. And the three of us, Liz, Lloyd, and I, have worked together very well over the past 3 years, and we're united in making Guelph better every day, and I just really appreciate working with you and to Liz as well, so thank you very much. And last, saving the best to last, I want to thank my family for being here today. I am beyond blessed to have such a supportive family. My parents, Frank and Karen, are here, along with my children, Anakin and Adelaide, and of course, you guys know her as the First Lady of Guelph, but I know her as the first and only love of my life. Okay, I'm done. Leave on a high note. My beautiful bride of almost 19 years to Rachel. So thank you for my family. So I encourage all of you to bring those phones out if you got them. Maybe put them on vibrate or something, but put them out. I want you to tweet, I want you to Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is that you guys do over the next hour. Did you know that Guelph Proud actually trended across Canada as one of the top hashtags during and after, for a few days after the speech last year? And I want all eyes to be on Guelph again. So I encourage you to please tweet out today as much as you can and use that hashtag for a civic pride that we have in Guelph. Use that one. I want everyone jealous about what's happening in our city across Canada. Now, before I dive in, I'd also like to take a moment to acknowledge the Indigenous territory that we are gathered on here today. And this is an acknowledgement that I read out at the beginning of all of the council meetings. So as we gather, we are reminded that Guelph is situated on treaty land. It's steeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people today. As a city, we have a responsibility for the stewardship of the land on which we both live and work. And so today we acknowledge the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation on whose traditional territory we are meeting. So, folks, this is my fourth State of the City and the last one for this term of council. It's hard to believe, and I am privileged and honored and very, very grateful to be your mayor during these really exciting times. When I look back on the term so far, I am very proud of how far our city has come. The yardstick has leapt forward on a number of projects that have been talked about for many, many years. And on several files, the course has been corrected and longstanding issues have been addressed. The city's finances are in good shape. Services have been improved, and the infrastructure gap has finally been dealt with. Now, each year for my State of the City, I usually take stock of what's transpired over the previous 12 months, and I present that to you. I also try to come up with memorable themes so that you guys can, you know, remember to go and share it when you leave the room today. So in my first year, in 2015, I talked about the theme of moving from me to we, where all the councillors and candidates and mayoral candidates are knocking on doors and they're saying, vote for me, 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 me. But once you're elected and you're a team, you have to move to we. And we is a group of people, councillors and city staff and community groups all coming together, moving from me to we. In 2016, I did the theme of a job evaluation, outlining expectations, successes, focus areas and future goals of the city. Last year, my theme was, as is on the screen, Guelph Proud, all the things that we should be proud of in our city. So this year, as I was racking my brain trying to think, what great theme, what memorable theme can I do to leave you with on my last one of this term? Well, some of you know I like to thrift shop. Who knew that? Too many of you. Okay, I like to thrift shop. I love it. I always love finding a really good deal. As I usually say to people, hey, if I'm thrifty with my money, I'm thrifty with yours, right? That's the way I say it. So I happened to be at the Salvation Army thrift store, and the cashier said, hey, Cam, I have something for you. And it was a board game called Guelph on Board. Does anybody remember this?
Yes.
Let me see the hands. Come on, this is interactive today. Okay, remember this? So someone said to me, I have this for you. Someone else actually saw me in the store. They secretly bought that game for me and then asked the cashier to give it to me on the way out. To this day, I do not know who bought this game for me. So whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you very much. I don't know who you are, but that's great. So it was a fundraiser for Kiwanis back in 2004. And the playing pieces were Guelph icons like the Basilica of Our Lady, the Locomotive 6167, and the University of Guelph Griffin. And the squares on the board were local businesses and landmarks. So some of those landmarks are the same today. For example, the River Run Center is one of them. Also, Norfolk Manor Retirement Home is another one. And since then, some places have even closed, like the Guelph Banquet Hall. Remember that Guelph Banquet Hall? That's even closed. Some have changed, like the West End Bakery. Remember the West End Bakery? It used to be on Douglas. But of course, after the fire in the Gummer Building, it had to move a street over onto Upper Windham. Now, like the real Monopoly game, Guelph on Board has chance cards, and I got a real big kick out of some of these. So, one of them actually said, hooray, you became the mayor of Guelph for a day. I don't like the last part of it, but but at least it didn't say breakfast, right? So you're out of luck. I'm not paying each one of you $10. Yeah, but hooray, you became the mayor. Pay each player $10 and celebrate lunch together. And the other one, this is a funny one here. Oops, you didn't sort your garbage properly. Go back 3 spaces. Yeah. It's all too real, isn't it, folks? Once I saw this game, I knew I had my theme for this year's State of the City Address. So I decided to create my own updated Guelph Monopoly board. And I'm going to ask my kids, Anakin and Adelaide, we're going to just take a minute, and they are going to hand out to each one of these of your tables the updated Guelph Monopoly board. So take one, pass it on, and when everyone has one, we will continue on with the speech. So as it's being handed out, what I'm basically doing here today, folks, is I'm putting my presentation in your hands. You'll notice that on each of your tables, you have some dice. Am I right? Find it? Yes? There's some dice there? Okay. I am going to randomly pick a table. I'm going to ask someone at the table to roll the die. And whatever you roll on, that is the new square that we will land on. And then that's what we'll talk about. But we only have one rule. If we happen to land on the square or squares that we've already talked about, we're just going to move to the next one, right? Now, Mark McKinnon here is eyeballing me. Did you know he actually makes games, this guy. So I'm sure I'm going to be talked about afterwards. Cam, you did it all wrong. Yeah. So is everybody with me? Is everybody with me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So let's start with this table down here. Roll the die. What do we got? Yell it out, Josh.
8.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. OK. Okay. Many people are surprised to learn that parking inventory in downtown Guelph has not increased since 1983. 1983, it was the time of Miami Vice. Boom boxes, kids playing with popples. Well, good news. Construction on a new parkade for Wilson Street will soon begin. We're going to have 496 parking spaces on Wilson, up from the current 86. Council voted to add two more floors to the parking of the project by moving some funding that was allocated for parking on Neve Street and to put it in this location. And I'm excited that the parkade will be built by a local and well-known developer, the Newton Group Limited. It's going to have green features like parking for bikes, EV hookups, and more. I can tell you, when I get to cut the ribbon on this new parkade, I'm going to party like it's 1983. My wife didn't know I was going to put that picture up right there. I'm in so much trouble. Her shirt says, "I love nerds," by the way, so I'm good. This is not about building parking for city employees. I have heard that a few times. I can assure you it is not that. It is about supporting economic development in our downtown. It's catching up on the incredible growth and development that has taken place in our downtown over the last few years. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the scaffolding came down on the Peachtree building, and we got to see its amazing restored facade for the first time. Let's watch a short video of the scaffolding coming down. Combined with the building next door, these buildings used to only have two businesses in them, the Apollo and Dino's Sporting Goods. But the new building has six businesses in it, including a brew pub, a restaurant, a bridal shop, an advertising firm, a software company, and soon to be a financial services company. Now, we need more parking to support businesses like this that are coming to Guelph. It's the number one message I hear from businesses and the Downtown Guelph Business Association and the board. The Wilson Street Parkade is going to fill that gap. One of the businesses I just met before I came up here is Sway, and I think the president is here and employees. And you're from outside of Guelph, right? You were from outside of Guelph and you chose to come here. Yeah. That is what we need to celebrate, and that's what parking is going to do. I pointed at you. You got die on your table, right? Roll the dice. Let's go to the next one, folks.
All right, four.
Four. One, two, three, four. Oh, it's the police chief. All right. We got to go to the Guelph Police Headquarters. Now, this three-year renovation and expansion of the Guelph Police Headquarters is more than 60% complete, and this is the first large capital project to go through the new project management office that was set up. And it was set up in response to the Urbicon fiasco that plagued the construction of City Hall several years ago. And I am pleased to report that it's tracking on budget and it's moving in the right direction for being on time, with only some minor delays. This much-needed project will bring our police services more space, better security, a parking garage, and up-to-date equipment. We are providing our police service with the facility and the tools to do their job in our growing city. The current police headquarters was built in 1959 and expanded in 1989. Not only has our city grown and changed a lot since then, but policing has changed immensely and is becoming much more complex. Now, a perfect example of the police service's changing role is in substance use problems within our city. I'm often asked what the city is doing to address substance use, especially in our downtown, especially in light of the opioid crisis. So last October, I held a community forum to talk about it. Our police chief was there and he had what I believe was the line of the night. We are not going to arrest our way out of this. Of course, our police services has an important role when it comes to arrest and seizing illegal drugs. That hasn't changed, but they are playing a role now in education, prevention, and helping connect people with the supports that they need. They are at the table with other agencies in our community working together on collaborative solutions to very complex problems. We, council, just approved four new officers in the Guelph Police Services in the last budget, and two of those officers will be dedicated to our downtown core. This is going to make a difference with some of the issues that we're facing. But again, these officers are going to do far more than just arrest. They are building bridges, they're building relationships, and they become a familiar and trusted presence in our downtown. All right, who's up to roll the die? Third one back, at the back there. I'm going to go there. Where are we going to land now? Seven? And one, two, three, four, five, six. What is that, Claire Maltby? Oh, sure. How the developer table roll the die that goes to Claire. Didn't plan that one. Well, the South End is growing, folks. There's no question about that. I feel like I'm there almost every week cutting a ribbon on a new business. Most recently, I was at the new Longo's grocery store, which has now created 180 jobs in our city. Did you know that the boundaries actually go further south? They go out to Maltby Road. Many people think it only goes to Claire, but the border of Guelph actually goes up to Maltby. And that's why this is called the Claire-Maltby area. It's the undeveloped last green space within Guelph's boundaries. And so council and staff, we are currently in the phase of what's called the secondary plan process for these lands. Now in 2017, council approved a blueprint called the Conceptual Community Structure. And it defines this area as primarily residential with a range of housing types, but also schools and parks, trails. And the next step is technical studies like water, wastewater, and stormwater, as well as environmental impact studies. Thanks to the excellent work of our planning staff, we have shortened the planning timeline for the Claire-Maltby area by about 12 months. You heard that right. We are a year ahead of schedule. This is important. We need more housing in our city. People want to live here. We need to be able to provide them with the options to purchase homes, and this area of land will start to get us there. So that's Claire Maltby, so be prepared to get lots more information on that coming up in the future. Let's go with, how about this corner table there? You guys.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. We did that one. Go to the next one. Building relationships. Okay. Well, in 2017, folks, the city committed to a new way of doing business. We are making it easier to do business with City Hall, and we put it in writing. There are four pillars to our pledge. Get to yes. We'll work together with you and our community to help make your plans a reality. The tools you need. We have new systems to make the process clear and easy. The right team. We'll get the right people working on your project. And lastly, listen, learn, and lead. This is our commitment to continuous improvement. We're going to keep improving how we do business together. Now, we have heard from businesses that have seen huge improvements, and our own performance measures tell the same story. Development applications are being completed more quickly, with fewer internal or client meetings and fewer revisions. The culture shift at City Hall is significant. We are saying to businesses, your success is our success. We are working together with businesses so that they can do what they do best, invest in our city, grow their business, create good jobs, and help people within the city of Guelph. And rolling out the red carpet, though, for business, although it is vital, we need to make sure we're rolling it out for people in need within our community as well. That's so important, too. We've introduced a single application process for residents who use our programs, such as the Affordable Bus Pass, the Fee Assistance in Recreation Program, and Animal Licensing. And we're also allowing now support workers for those in need to be able to come and pick up passes and other items that might be needed for those that are in need as well. That's a change. We're changing it for the business community. We're changing it for those in need. It's an amazing cultural shift that's happened over the past 3 years. And everyone in this room and outside, we've all done that together. And so I can't thank you enough, because that was a big deal coming in as your mayor. And I'm very, very pleased at how far the pendulum has swung the other way. Okay. Why don't we go, Christelle? Why don't your table there? Why don't you roll? Everyone having fun here?
Yeah.
That's good.
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, a chance card.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what's this one gonna be? It's here. Which one is it? Waste. Ooh, this is good. The City of Guelph is extending waste collection to your condominium. You will no longer pay twice for waste collection, once in your taxes and once in your condo fees. Congratulations. Collect $170. It is estimated, based on anecdotal evidence from the condo boards, that they will save approximately $170 per unit per year with city waste collection. And we have experience to back up those numbers. In 2016, we partnered with a local condo board, and they reported that the savings were $177 per unit per year. This has been a long-standing issue of fairness, actually unfair, that has been going on in the last 10 years in our city. It became even worse when the city moved to the CART system. I am thrilled that in the 2018 budget, council approved the funds to address this issue once and for all, and bringing fairness back to the multi-residential and condo people within our city. Okay, who's gonna do it next? How about the back corner? I wanna make sure I get the corners.
Five.
Guelph Innovation District, giddy up. This is exciting stuff. In December, folks, council voted to submit an expression of interest to the province to acquire real estate located in the Guelph Innovation District. It's a 243-acre parcel of land that includes the former Wellington Detention Center and the turf grass lands, not the former correctional facility lands. The city will conduct its own request for proposals to select a developer who will be able to fulfill our vision for these lands. That includes creating an urban village with innovation sector businesses, good jobs, exceptional residential development that fits within the natural landscape as well. It's a bold move for the city to be taking a risk of acquiring this type of land, but council is confident that we will be rewarded as a community. This is an extraordinary piece of land. Most municipalities would be ecstatic to have this piece of developable land within their boundaries. And as a city, we've been talking about these for many, many years. This is an untapped opportunity for our city, and I'm thrilled that we're finally moving the ball forward. How about here? The University of Guelph table. You don't know how to roll a die.
Can you explain the process?
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, Hydro and Electra. Okay. As many of you know, in December, council voted to merge Guelph Hydro with the municipally owned utility Electra Inc. Now, for me personally, this is probably the biggest decision I've ever had to make as council or mayor. The electrical landscape in Ontario and across Canada is in a massive period of change. In 1996, Ontario had 307 electrical utilities, but today that number is 70 and shrinking. Guelph Hydro is an extremely well-run utility. The question for me was, should we merge now when we come to it from a position of strength, or should we wait and risk being left behind? There is no way that I would have hit the yes button if I did not believe that the merger would have had multiple benefits for the people of Guelph. And those benefits include fewer rate increases. Rates will go up less than they would if Guelph Hydro had continued to operate on its own. The merger is going to allow customers to not have an estimated 5% rate increase in 2021 and another 5% rate increase in 2026. We will get higher dividends. Guelph is expected to receive over $10 million more over the next 20 years. And we're also going to receive a special dividend of $18.5 million in 2018. Local crews, Guelph will be home now to Electra's Southwest Ontario Operations Hub for a minimum of 10 years. New technologies, Guelph will be home now to new Green Energy and Technology Center that will focus on energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy. And we also were able to land a seat on the Electra board. Now, out of 130 Guelph Hydro jobs, 30 will be addressed through retirement and voluntary separation where possible. Another 30 will be offered positions outside of the city, and 70 will be staying in Guelph. This decision was more than a year in the making. Council listened to a huge amount of feedback from residents and businesses. We listened to technical experts. We asked a lot of tough questions about jobs, about customer service, about the culture at Electra, and what was going to happen to employees. It was not an easy decision, but I believe that history will show that this was one of the best decisions ever made in the history of our city that will benefit the citizens and businesses of Guelph. Who's going to roll next? How about this table right here?
Two.
Property tax? Well, let's skip that one. No. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Well, look, I am proud that in the 2018 budget process, Council passed the lowest budget increase in 4 years, 2.95%. That includes operating, capital, and 1% dedicated to the $500 million in infrastructure our city needs. This budget is not only affordable, it's sustainable. For too long, there was discussion, hand-wringing, and kicking of the can down the road about our infrastructure gap. This council has done something about it. In addition to dedicated funding for infrastructure, we have embarked on a new comprehensive asset management plan to make sure that we're replacing the right infrastructure at the right time, getting the most bang for your buck. In 2017, the city maintained its AA+ credit rating for the fifth straight year. During this term of council, we have built up our financial reserves. Our tax rate contingency reserve has been built from $1.6 million to $6.5 million in 2018. We have also increased affordable housing reserves from $429,000 to $880,000. We've also paid off $14.3 million in debt. The city is experiencing healthy surpluses, including a $1.2 million surplus in 2015, a $3 million surplus in 2016, and an expected $2.4 million surplus in 2017. And we are also looking within city operations to find all the efficiencies that we can. I am proud that for the first time ever, this term of council has directed the administration to conduct service reviews. These are a comprehensive way of looking at whether we're delivering the right services in the right way. In 2017, we undertook the first service review of our solid waste operation. Initial findings are that of 5 out of the 6 categories or areas within solid waste, we are doing very well. fact, we're cost competitive with our other municipalities. In particular, we're doing very well with curbside collection. It's performing very well. In fact, it's actually exceeding some of the benchmarks of other municipalities. Yet the review also showed that the cost to process recyclable material at the material recovery facility is significantly higher than other municipalities. So that is the area that we are now focusing on and that the service review is focusing on, to find solutions and improvements to that aspect of the business. And the final report is to come to council in March of this year. It's thanks to the detailed service review process that we were able to identify this issue. It's fair to be disappointed about this, and I certainly am, but it shows that the service process, the service review process, is working. It's doing exactly what it was meant to do. That's careful management, finding efficiencies where we can, and prioritizing the need to have likes for items for infrastructure. These are all improving the bottom line, and we will continue to do that. All right, why don't we go to Marva and Leanne, your table there. Alex.
Six.
We've already done that one, right?
Yeah.
All right, we've already done that one. We're doing transit. Is it transit? Yeah, okay. Well, there was a lot of good news. There actually was a lot of good news about transit in 2017. Do you know that ridership actually increased dramatically? 44% over 2016 numbers. And we did it within the existing budget. I'm going to say that again. Ridership increased 44% over 2016. And we did it within the existing budget. We revamped routes, including launching the new 99 mainline route, which runs every 10 minutes, takes you south and north without having to change the buses. In 2017, we received more than $10 million in federal and provincial funding for new buses, new shelters, new equipment, new transportation master plans, and upgrades to the traffic signal control system that coordinates traffic lights along major routes. I cannot recall a large investment like this ever that went towards transit. It is going to radically improve the system for everyone. Now, of course, transit is a complex system, and it has its shares of challenges. It's not perfect. Over the past year, there's been another major cultural shift. Transit is making extraordinary efforts to listen and respond to all feedback. And we just saw this a few weeks ago when there was an outcry about transit removing some of the schedules that were printed at the stops, both the schedules and the maps. But you have to give transit credit. They listened, and in under a week, they reversed their decision and put it back. You have to give credit where credit is due when we are listening to feedback from our riders. By far the most important and exciting news for me, though, is that transit has now already started a full service review. It's happening this year. It's already underway. Some have said we might need to pause the service review until we find a new permanent general manager. Some have suggested we just need to throw more money at it. This is nonsense, and it's not how government should run. A service review of transit has been needed for the last 10 years. There have been many studies and plans for transit, but never a fulsome service review. Throwing more money at transit is not going to solve its core issues. Not having the willingness to explore all options to better its service is a disservice to its riders. We owe it to transit customers to build the transit system our city needs today and tomorrow. I look forward to engaging transit customers through this service review, and I'm committed to making it the best system it can be. Okay, let's keep going. Why don't we go back over here? Why don't we go, I better do the police. Yeah, let's do the police.
Eight.
What's that say?
Baker Street.
Baker Street. This is exciting. Everything's exciting. Okay. Well, in a little over a week, council will receive the business case for a new main library. If the business case is approved, The library will be the anchor in a major redevelopment of the Baker Street property, a prime piece of downtown real estate that's not living up to its potential, to say the least, as a parking lot. There is extensive private sector interest in this development. As was announced this week, we originally had 47 interested parties and 10 have submitted early proposals. I'm going to be very honest with you here. A few years ago, I was not shy about publicly questioning whether the city really needed a new main downtown library. But since becoming the mayor, I have come to see that the new main library is not just a want, it is a need in our community. As many of you know, I like data, metrics, and numbers. I've always appreciated the saying, you cannot manage what you cannot measure. Well, the library wins hands down. Library services are some of the most well-used services in our city, with more users coming on stream every year and more items being used than ever before. The current main library is inadequate in almost every way, from size to accessibility to parking. I took a tour of the library when I first became mayor, and to be blunt, it's a disaster, and it's not living up to its full potential. I'm not afraid to admit I've changed my mind on this. And so this term of council has finally got the ball rolling on this project that has been talked about for way too long. It's important to remember, though, that this is not solely about a library. It's about building up Baker Street into the economic engine in the heart of our downtown core. Estimates so far have taxes, or the new revenue coming into the city, at well over $1 million a year, where it currently contributes close to zero. Remember, too, that the library is not fully paid for by taxpayers, but close to 30% paid for through development charges. And hopefully, fingers crossed, with other levels of government pitching in for this project, I'm looking at you, Lloyd. That wasn't in my notes, I just added it. I was like, put Lloyd in front, I want to eyeball him. Now look, we cannot delay this any further in our community. We must seize this moment and harness the private sector interest and turn an underperforming asset into one that gives back to the whole community. I want to be the first one to make the first ask in this room and to all of Guelph. If you're interested in exploring ways of partnering with the library on this new project, I want you to reach out to the library board. Perhaps this is a time where you or your company wants to furnish a room, buy equipment, or more. If ever there was a community project to rally around, it is this one. I encourage everyone to read the library business case, which is available on the library's website, and it will be available later on today, because I forgot to put it up there, on my blog, mayorguthrie.com. And I want you to let me know what you think. The people from the library are here today, and I'd like to ask them to stand. There they are, right over here. So now you know who they are, so you can go and talk to them afterwards. Okay, while we can stick with the library table and roll the die. Three. Ooh, good, high speed. Okay. 2 years ago, a Guelph station was not on the table in any discussions around the proposed high-speed rail line. Many scoffed at the idea, and people said it wouldn't work. The headline in the Guelph Mercury actually said, high-speed rail line likely to skip Guelph. Well, not so fast. I like a challenge. Together with the Chamber of Commerce, our MPP Liz Sandals, the University of Guelph, we spent more than a year in the making a case to the province for a Guelph stop. I brought a resolution Council calling on the province to include Guelph. We met with David Collinette, the province's special advisor on high-speed rail. We wrote letters and we made many phone calls. I'm pretty sure they got absolutely sick and tired of hearing from me, but that's my job. And all of a sudden, when David Collinette's report was released last year, a Guelph stop was in it. This is a game changer for our city. It could cut travel time between Guelph and downtown Toronto to as little as 39 minutes, and to the Pearson International Airport in 23 minutes. Let that sink in for a minute. 39 minutes to downtown Toronto, 23 minutes to the airport. This is way more than just avoiding gridlock on the 401. Think about the options it will open up for talent retention, startups, attending meetings, conducting business in Toronto or the Waterloo region. The other week I had a meeting at Queen's Park and I sat in traffic for close to 3 hours. Think of how the game changes if I could reliably get to Toronto in less than 40 minutes. The province is currently in the preliminary design and environmental assessment phase, and it has said that high-speed rail will be operational by 2025. But in the meantime, they're still moving ahead with the proposed delivery of the two-way all-day GO service with a stop at Guelph Central Station. This is not really about transportation. It's about unleashing the potential for our economy. It's about functioning as one large region, the innovation corridor. Instead of individual municipalities competing against each other, we're working together. I'm ready for this. I think Guelph is ready for this. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now this ties into the Toronto region's bid for the new Amazon headquarters. We were the only Canadian bid to make the shortlist of 238 cities. Toronto region is still in the running. The Toronto region bid highlighted the University of Guelph's world-renowned agri-food expertise as a particular strength. In light of Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods and their interest in the food sector, it also highlighted a new company coming to town, Trueleaf, a 50,000 square foot vertical farm that is currently under construction in the Hammond Creek Business Park. The bid even mentioned the Hillside Festival as an example of our incredible culture. We knew that from the beginning, Guelph doesn't have the size capacity to actually land Amazon headquarters here, but we knew that we could bring our strengths to the table and partner with the region on a strong bid. Now, I want to give a plug. I reached out to my friend, Mayor John Tory, and he will be coming to Guelph as a keynote speaker this year in March. He is a strong advocate, along with myself and the other mayors along the corridor, for commuter rail and the innovation corridor. I'm thrilled he's bringing his message to the city, and I hope that you might be able, through the Chamber of Commerce, get tickets to come and hear him speak as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go with Norfolk Manor table, since we talked about you in the original Monopoly board game.
Five.
What are we at? Done that one? Another chance one? Oh, another chance one. What's this one say? Oh, Guelph is switching each of its 13,119 streetlights to LED bulbs. Give yourself a pat on the back for reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 464 tons per year, the equivalent of taking 98 cars off the road. Congratulations. You're also saving $14.2 million over a 15-year period. This project will pay for itself in 6 years. Energy and maintenance cost savings will be incredible, and the new LED control technology will give staff centralized control of the street lighting in town, allowing staff to identify burned lights, lights that's staying on by accident in the daytime, or even to dim the lights or turn them right off when they're not needed. No more calling the city to report burned out lights on your street. The technology also offers smart city opportunities. If the city decides to invest in them in the future, including smart parking, transit, emergency vehicle intersection priority, and remote water meter reading as well. This is a great initiative, and I want to thank Alex, who's here, I believe, somewhere, and his team from the Climate Change and Sustainability Office at the City of Guelph for bringing this forward to Council this past year. Thank you very much. All right, very, very back there. Why don't you guys... Getting close to the end here. We're almost on three, four, four, four. South End Community Center. Here we go. The South End Community Center has been a long-awaited building and much anticipated. Whenever I speak to youth groups in town or at meetings, I get asked, when is the South End Community Center going to be built? Well, in 2017, the city hired an architect to complete the detailed design work for the facility. And once we have that detailed design, we'll be in the position to apply for infrastructure grants and other opportunities. The center, which will be located immediately south of Bishop Mack High School, will be 150,000 square feet. It will include two rinks, an aquatic complex, walking track, multi-use gym, programming space, and more. If we stay focused, if we keep moving forward on this project, we will be able to cut the ribbon in 2021. The South End has completely taken off during the years we've been talking about a community center, and I think we can all agree it's high time. Congratulations, your municipality has successfully applied for more than $27 million in federal and provincial funding over the past 2 years. Collect $27 million and get building. This funding is being invested, I'm not going to do one of these to Lloyd, I'm going to do one of these to Lloyd. That's right. This funding is being invested in a wide range of priorities. Roads, transit, bike lanes, facilities, equipment, programs for seniors, asset management planning, and more. And this doesn't even include our annual federal and provincial gas tax allocations. In 2017, our federal allocation was $7.5 million, our provincial allocation, $2.8 million, and for the 2016-17, $2.9 million, and into 2017-18. I can't stress enough how important this funding is. It allows us to invest in the much-needed infrastructure and services that we need without placing the full burden on property taxpayers in the city. The federal and provincial governments promise to invest in infrastructure and municipalities, and they are living up to that promise. I want to thank our local Member of Parliament, Lloyd, and Liz Sandals for all your work. Thank you very much. I'd be remiss to also ask you to please join me because, yes, you know, politicians are the ones that get their, you know, pictures taken and whatnot, but it is city staff, intergovernmental affairs, like the staff at City Guelph are the ones that prepare everything, know what to do, how to present it, and help me, help council, lobby. So please let's thank our city staff. I think we're getting down to the end, I believe. I think that might actually be it. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. I hope did you have fun going around the board? Yeah. That concludes going around the board. I made it so that obviously you probably flipped it over a couple times. You see all the little bullet points on the back. So because I want it to be memorable. I want you to be able to take it away with you. I want you to share it with your coworkers today, so that they can see all these great things that are happening in our city. There is great things happening. I'd like to look ahead. One of the major projects that's going to define our community for 2018 is what's called the community plan. Public engagement on the plan will take place throughout this year, and the plan will be developed and brought to the next council for endorsement. The community plan is going to chart our city's course for the next 10 years. It's going to help us define together what our city is and what we want it to be. It's going to drive and inform the priorities, plans, and strategies that will be coming out of City Hall in the months and years to come. These will include a new priority list for the new term of council, the city's corporate administration plan, the next economic development strategy, what comes after Prosperity 2020. And that's just a start. In your business, your workplace, your neighborhood, your volunteer work, your experience of living and working in Guelph, the community plan is going to impact you for the years to come. So we want your help, and we want you to help shape it. The community plan team is actually here this morning. Can you all wave so that we can see who you are? All right, perfect. They will have information at the back, and sprinkled amongst that information as well. Rachel, do you mind just holding up that Vital Signs magazine right there?
Yep.
That will be there as well. That was just released this week, and if anyone wants to grab some information from that, there's some really great stats about our community, a great snapshot of what's happening in our community with that as well, so please check that out. Now, on your tables, you have a card. Maybe someone can hold up one of those, has the hand on it for me. Thank you very much. And I want you to finish this sentence. In 10 years, my Guelph will. And so some of the things you can maybe think about. What would make Guelph an even better city to grow your business in? Or an even better city to live in? What do you want Guelph to be known for? We've been called the most caring, the most smartest, even the most romantic. What's in the way? How can we get there together? These are some of the questions I want you to think about. Now, you often hear politicians talk about vision, and I tend to sometimes not use that word because I sometimes think it's overused. But when I think about Guelph of the future, I see a city where everyone has a chance for a good job, a home they can afford, access to healthy food and opportunities for their kids. A place where the word poverty is no longer in our vocabulary and where no one is left behind. I see a Guelph where it's safe and easy to walk, bike, or take transit to work in all corners of the city. A city that is leading the way on addressing climate change. And yes, I see a Guelph that does have a grocery store in the East End. Now, on that topic for a moment, the city has launched a review of the commercial policies in our official plan. While it's too soon to know the outcome, this review could have a major impact on the land that is available for a grocery store in the East End. Look, thank you for playing Monopoly with me this morning. It's an update from this one that I got given to me at the thrift store. I hope you've enjoyed it. I also want to recognize Marva Wisdom, who is here today. If you could please stand, Marva. She is helping with the community plan. I jokingly put her name on one of the doors at City Hall. She's basically there. She's almost got her own office now. And think about when Wilson Street's done, you'll have parking. She's not a city employee, so that's why city parking. Thank you very much for playing Monopoly with me today. I hope it's been memorable for you. I'm incredibly proud of what we've accomplished together and what we'll continue to accomplish. There has been a ton of Guelph-proud moments for me this term of office, and all of them involve working really hard to make Guelph the absolute best place it can be. People pouring their heart and soul into their businesses, their employees, their families, their neighbors, and their neighborhoods, and for through their volunteer work has made this city second to none. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for all you do to make Guelph a better place. Thank you for continuing to make us Guelph proud. Thank you very, very much.
And once again, that was Mayor Cam Guthrie. If you want to revisit the coverage of the State of the City, you can visit the Guelph Politico site, or you can watch the State of the City by finding the link on the mayor's blog at mayorguthrie.com. And that's it for the Guelph Politicast this week. The music for the Guelph Politicast comes from KPM Classics and Sid Dale. The host for the Guelph Politicast is Podbean. Go to guelphpoliticast.podbean.com to listen to past episodes, and while you're there, you can also listen to Open Sources Guelph. If you missed last Thursday's episode on CFRU, you can download it via the Politicast channel on Podbean. You can get in touch with me by email at adamadonaldson@gmail.com. Reach me through Twitter at adamadonaldson. You can go to the Guelph Politico Facebook page at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And you can donate to the Guelph Politico Patreon at patreon.com/guelphpolitico. If you like locally sourced independent media in the city of Guelph, please consider donating. And for all the latest local political news, check out guelphpolitico.blogspot.ca, where we'll have a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you shortly. And until then, see you next time.